The NCAA basketball tournament proved once again over the weekend why it's the greatest sports show on earth. By the time the first two rounds were completed last night, seven of the teams seeded to reach the round of 16 had been sent home. That includes two number two seeds and two number one seeds, even Kentucky, the top seed in the entire field. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
For the second year in a row, Kentucky gets smacked down by Conference USA.
You would notice that being a Conference USA guy yourself. And really, of all the upsets over the weekend, this was the most remarkable. Alabama-Birmingham, a team that no one was even talking about within Conference USA at the start of the season, coming on to tie for that title and now being the only one of Conference USA, six teams in the tournament, advancing to the round of 16. Interesting story. Mike Anderson, the coach, who's a disciple of Nolan Richardson, the former Arkansas coach, likes to play with Richardson. And used to call that 40 minutes of hell defense, and certainly he and his team have put Kentucky fans into purgatory for the rest of the spring and summer with that game last night.
I think Xavier picked up some fans over the weekend too.
Xavier is a remarkable team because back in early February, they were 10-9. I actually saw them play a game at George Washington University, which they lost by 20 points, and Red Auerbach made the comment after the game, that team's terrible. Well, since then, that team has won 15 out of 16 games, is the only team to beat St. Joseph's, the number one team in seed in the East Rutherford region, I guess we call it now. And yesterday, they dominated Mississippi State, which was a team a lot of people, myself included, thought had a heck of a chance to go to the Final Four, being 25-2 coming into the tournament. So they're now in the Atlanta Regional playing against Texas in the round of 16 with Duke and Illinois in the other half of that bracket.
Yeah, those are going to be strong games. Then you've got the St. Louis bracket, which is crazy. No number one, no number two.
Right, exactly. Gonzaga also gone, a team that a lot of us thought would go deep, just blasted by Nevada. Now, that's not Nevada Las Vegas, the old power that used to challenge for national championships. This is the University of Nevada located at Reno. They weren't even considered the best Wolfpack in the tournament coming in behind North Carolina State, and they beat Gonzaga by 19. As you said, Kentucky's out. So all of a sudden, Georgia Tech and Kansas, teams nobody was talking about for the Final Four, are the favorites in that regional. Alabama is obviously in there too, having upset number one Stanford.
And then East Rutherford is following the script. You got
one regional where all four teams seeded to advance. So you've got great matchups there. St. Joseph's, the number one seed that gets no respect, is there with Wake Forest. And Oklahoma State, which a lot of people think will be in the Final Four, will play Pittsburgh. That's the one that followed form.
But the games are taking a while to play.
They're taking a lot of time to play. And why, Bob? Money. Last year, when the war in Iraq began, CBS asked for 20-minute halftimes so they could get in war news during the halftime breaks. They decided they liked it so much that now all the games have 20-minute halftime breaks, in addition to the five TV timeouts per half, because the presidents want all those billions CBS is giving them, so they've got to give CBS all that commercial time.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose upcoming book is Caddy for Life, the Bruce Edwards story.